WPLN. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney. It is 75 degrees right now. I'm going to get up to 90 on this election day. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04 a.m. Primary elections like today's are not just for the politically connected. They can determine who represents you. That's the message from a nonprofit that is running ads to encourage participation in partisan primaries. Chloe Akers is the founder of The Best of Tennessee, which saw an uptick in early voting among the 15 state legislative districts that it targeted this year.
You know, I'm not suggesting that you don't vote in November. I think it's critical that you vote at every single opportunity. But voting in the August primary is absolutely as important, if not more determinative, for 95% of our state legislative seats than the general.
In the last election cycle, only 650,000 Tennesseans voted in the primaries, compared to more than 3 million in the November general election. On our midday show, This is Nashville, Akers said that voters shouldn't stress about party affiliation because there is no official party registration in Tennessee. A Murfreesboro Police Department detective has been indicted on charges of theft, forgery, and falsifying government documents and official misconduct. Regional D. Primus is accused of using confidential police funds to buy things for himself and falsifying a document to access a criminal justice database for reasons unrelated to his job. The allegations came from a joint investigation between Tennessee's Comptroller's Office and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Primus has been arrested and booked into the Rutherford County Jail on a $25,000 bond. Residents in Rutherford County will soon be able to recycle their unwanted mattresses and box springs. Starting August 11th, the county has set up 4 drop-off locations: Leanna, Murfreesboro, Rockvale, and Smyrna. The idea is to keep bulky items like mattresses out of landfills to preserve space. About 15,000 to 20,000 mattresses are dumped at the local landfill every year, according to the nonprofit that will manage the program. Polls are open now. They close at 7 p.m. Check the coverage at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.